The Gospel for Kids by Catherine Slattery. For Katie and Brink and children of all ages everywhere. Long, long ago, ever so many years after the dinosaurs, and 2,000 years before TV, a baby boy was born in the tiny town of Bethlehem in the tiny country of Israel. We know this is true. It is not a myth or legend or fairy tale. It is an honest-to-goodness historical fact. But because it happened so many years ago, long before there were things like personal computers and the internet, we don't know for sure the exact day this baby boy was born, or the exact address. We do know that he was born in a stable, which is like a small barn. He was born in a stable because hospitals hadn't been invented yet, and because there was no room at any of Bethlehem's inns for the baby's family who was visiting from out of town. The baby's mother was named Mary. Her husband was a man named Joseph. But many months earlier, before Mary even knew she was going to have a baby, a beautiful angel named Gabriel visited her to share this great mystery. "You are going to bear a son," Gabriel announced to the astonished Mary, "and his true father will be God in heaven." As Gabriel instructed, Mary named her baby boy Jesus, which means Savior, or one who saves the people. And to this day, Jesus remains the most important person who ever lived in the history of our world. Why is Jesus so important? Because of who he is, and because of the extraordinary things he said and did during his time here on earth. What are some of the things Jesus said and did? Well, for starters, Jesus said that he was God's very own son, and everyone knows how important God is. Jesus was so close to God that when he prayed or talked to God, he used the word Abba, which in Jesus' native Aramaic language means daddy or papa. Jesus said that God, his Father in heaven, had sent him to planet Earth to bring people love and forgiveness and peace and happiness. He said that his Father God had sent him to show people everywhere once and for all what God was really like. When Jesus was born, it was as though God himself put skin on and came crashing into human history. Until Jesus was born, you see, no one had ever really seen God. No one was sure what God was really like. Was God friendly? Or was he grouchy? Was God happy? Or was he gloomy? Did God cry? Did God laugh? Did God even think or care much about his people at all? Or was he too busy doing important things like keeping the stars up in the sky and the planets from bumping into each other? Jesus said that God cares about each and every one of us, and that includes you and me a lot. "Listen to what I say and watch what I do. I will show you what my Father God is like and how much he cares about you," said Jesus. To show people what God is like, Jesus did a lot of loving, kind-hearted things like make sick people well and lame people walk and blind people see, and deaf people hear. Once he even brought a dead person named Lazarus back to life. When people were sad, Jesus cried with them. When people were happy, he laughed with them. He was a most excellent friend. Jesus did all these things to show how much God loves and cares for us. Jesus did all these things so that people everywhere, and that includes you and me, would believe that he really, truly was God's son, and so that we would believe in God, too. There is another very important thing about Jesus, and that is that he loved children. Though Jesus never got married and had children of his own, he deeply loved all the boys and girls he met, and the children loved him back. Grown-ups, Jesus said, could learn a lot from children. Children, he explained, were natural-born experts when it came to believing in God. Let all the children come to me and believe in me and in my Father God, Jesus said. And as for you grown-ups, you try and be a little more like children this way yourselves. Understand? Many of the grown-ups understood what Jesus was trying to teach them and loved him. But others didn't. And when Jesus was still a young man, just 33 years old, he was killed, put to death on a wooden cross by fearful, unhappy people who didn't understand the things he said and did. Jesus was killed by people who just couldn't find it in their hearts to believe him. Jesus was killed by people who had forgotten how to be like children in their hearts. Now, since Jesus was God's son, he could have stopped these people from killing him, but he didn't. By choosing to give up his life, he took upon himself the punishment for all the bad things people do and think. Jesus died to save everyone on earth who would believe in him. That's why he is called our Savior. How sad people were on the day Jesus died. His mother and brothers and sisters and friends, all of them missed him terribly. They cried and cried. If only Jesus could somehow come back and be with us, they thought. But that was impossible. Never again would they hear the sound of Jesus' laughter, listen to his stories, or feel his big, strong hugs. They took his broken, lifeless body and laid it gently in a tomb, which was like a small dark room with a dirt floor carved into the side of a grassy hill. The strongest men rolled a big rock over the opening to the tomb, and then, their hearts nearly breaking with sorrow, they all walked away. Early in the morning, 3 days after Jesus died, Jesus' friend, a woman named Mary Magdalene, set off to visit the tomb where Jesus' body had been laid. But when she arrived, the big stone that had covered the opening to the tomb had been rolled away. Stranger still, the tomb was empty. Where had the body of her beloved Jesus gone? It was soon after that Mary made the most wonderful, important, extraordinary discovery. Jesus was alive. The tomb was empty because Jesus, in the most mysterious, awesome, miraculous way, was no longer dead, but had come back to life. How happy everyone was to see and be with Jesus again. Once again, he talked and laughed with his mother, brothers, and sisters. He even had a picnic on the beach with some of his best friends. Once again, they all gathered around him and listened to his stories. Jesus said that soon he would be going back to heaven to live with his Father God. But before he left, he had some very good news. Everyone leaned forward and listened carefully. The good news, said Jesus, is that because I have come back to life, you too can live forever with me and my Father God in heaven. God loves you so much. He wants this for you. He wants you to believe in him and me. He wants to forgive you when you make mistakes. He wants you to live with him forever. Jesus explained to his family and friends that because they loved and believed him, after their life on earth ended, they would find themselves alive in heaven with God and him. It will be such a happy time, like a big birthday party. This is because everyone in heaven is happy and healthy. Everyone in heaven has new bodies that live forever, and there is no more sadness or crying or pain. In heaven, said Jesus, God will wipe away every tear from every eye. There is one last thing Jesus told his family and friends before he returned to heaven to live with God. Jesus told them that although he could no longer stay with them in person, God had arranged a special way that he could stay with them in their hearts. "I will send you my Holy Spirit," said Jesus. "He will live in your hearts and teach you and guide you and comfort you, just the way I've been able to do while I've been with you here on earth." True to his promise, that is exactly what Jesus did. Even today, right now, Jesus can be alive in our hearts through his Holy Spirit. Even today, it is possible to listen to his voice, hear his laughter, even feel his hugs. Do you know what Jesus wants for you right now more than anything? Right now, Jesus wants to live in your heart. More than anything, Jesus wants to be your friend. The kind of friend who will help you know right from wrong. The kind of friend who will forgive you when you make mistakes and love you no matter what. The kind of friend who is fun to be with and will make you feel deep down good inside. Jesus wants to be the kind of friend you can talk to when you're sad, when you're happy, when you're lonely, when you're scared, any time at all. Yes, more than anything, Jesus wants to be your Savior and friend, the best you ever had. If you're not sure Jesus is living in your heart, would you like to ask him in to be your friend? It's easy. All you have to do is call his name and let him know. Like this. Just say, "Hi, Jesus. I just want to let you know that I believe in you and in your Father God. Thank you for forgiving me when I make mistakes and for loving me the way you do. Please come into my heart now and live in me and be my friend. I love you, Jesus. And I'm really excited about being your friend, too." Once you've prayed this prayer, for that's all prayer really is, talking to Jesus, you will be beginning a new adventure in your life unlike any other. Wherever you go, whatever you do, Jesus will be with you, living in your heart, helping and loving you. Whenever you want him, just call his name. Say, "Hi, Jesus," and he will be with you, listening, caring, being the best friend you ever had. Now that you've reached the end of this story, you are about to begin a brand new story. A real, true life story. A story that begins here and now, in your heart. It is the story of your new life and special friendship with Jesus. Have fun!